This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
Ina Garten, Rachel Ray, Tom Colicchio. Some of our favorite chefs have never had the experience of sprinting to catch the culinary school bus, probably because the culinary school bus isn't a thing, but also because they never went there. Does this mean culinary school is a scam? This is A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Eniety.
And Nicole, today we're trying to take down the big scam artist, LuLaRoe. LuLaRoe, they're scamming people for their leggings.
Uh-huh. Herbalife.
There was,
smoothies.
There was one in my high school. I feel like every high school had pyramid schemes at them.
The one where you would sell, like, rolls of paper?
No, this was energy drinks.
They sold energy drinks at your school?
Well, yeah, there was like a pyramid scheme at my school where they sold, it was called Verve, I think. And I think someone's like,
screwed up.
Dad got arrested because of that. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Anyways, we're talking about whether or not culinary school is a scam. And since I never went there, Nicole, did you get scammed?
That's a great question. I actually had dinner with one of my old professors. I guess he was my old chef.
Ooh.
And it's been like maybe 2-3 years since I've seen him. And we just we talked very lightly about it. And I'm like, I kind of did like a little bit of like an ask, like, do you think culinary school is a scam? You were a teacher there for X amount of years. What do you think? And he's like, oh, it's a scam. Of course it's a scam. I mean, look at you. Look at what you're doing now. Like, there's no way that culinary training prepared you for where you are today. And he was obviously being like facetious.
Yeah, of course.
And what I will say is, any school is a scam.
Yes. Tear down higher education.
What you need to do is, within yourself, have the hunger, knowledge, and excitement to do more than what your schooling teaches you.
Ooh,
that's good.
That's
for any sort of subject. That's for being a lawyer, I guess maybe for a doctor. I don't know about doctors.
Is doctor school a scam?
No. I mean, I guess with any sort of like arts and humanities degree.
I think that's what they call them.
You get like the base level of training. You learn how to cut a carrot. You learn how to fabricate a chicken. You learn how to maybe, I don't know, do some agar-agar pearls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you learn. Everything else, you have to teach yourself. Culinary school can't teach you work ethic. It can't teach you hard work. It can't teach you how to be personable.
Yeah.
That's not things that school does. It's a trade school. It teaches you a trade that will allow you to enter into a low-level line cook job.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all culinary school is. That's all it prepares you for. If you have bigger dreams than that, go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah.
But you don't need the school. You can learn everything from culinary school being on the line. You can.
Oh, when you said on the line, I thought you meant being online, like YouTube, but
you mean
working the line at a restaurant.
I mean working the line at a restaurant. I'm sure the University of YouTube is one of my favorite sources of education.
I call it Hard Knocks Culinary U, baby. That's where I learned.
Yeah, I mean, you can learn almost everything on the internet, but there's nothing like real world experience and being under someone who knows how to work, you know, a kitchen and learning from them, I think is incredibly valuable. And if those people transition into teaching, awesome. If they don't and they just, you know, stay in the restaurant world and they're like badass culinary chefs, cool. You know what I mean?
I mean, the whole reason we're talking about this thing is because we get a lot of DMs from people who are like, I want to do what you do. you're LARFing because, you know, we get so many of those DMs all the time. And all the time people are asking, should I go to culinary school?
Or I'm going to culinary school. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Or you're the reason I'm going
you're
to culinary school.
You're the reason I'm going to culinary
school. Scares me, dude. Don't be the reason you're getting into debt.
Guys, Josh did not go to culinary school. Josh has an almost degree from UCLA in political science, right?
Yes.
Am I correct? Yeah. So don't go. Don't tell Josh thank you. Because Josh did something totally different with his life. He had like a totally different like trajectory.
Yeah. And also when you're talking about whether or not culinary school is a scam, you have to look at the other things that are scams. Uh-huh. Like, is a four-year university a scam?
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to be a doctor or a lawyer and there is a very prescribed way for you to get there, which for the record, I have a healthy distrust of institutionalized education and authority in general. I'm pretty glad that our doctors have to go to medical school and pass some sort of exam.
I
think
like
that's probably
too.
A good thing.
Yeah.
For, let's say, 90%+ of professions, that doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Like an accreditation like that, you know?
Well, going to an accredited school is something.
Sure.
What is that something? I couldn't tell you.
But there's like, if you call yourself a medical doctor, you need to have, although I know some people who went to like naturopathic schools that still call themselves doctors.
Oh, they're like DOs?
And I'm like, I don't know that you should use that word. Hey, alternative healing practice, it's whatever. But there's nothing like that for a chef. You can have your ServSafe certification.
Yeah.
Saying that you don't let food fall on the floor and pick it up and
food
serve it to people, you know, and
food
that you
gotta
store things 3 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you have like a license to be a chef. There's no right way to be a chef. And also, no amount of institutionalized education in any field is going to make up for just a natural hunger and knowledge for things and seeking out information on your own, right?
Exactly.
Nicole, if you had to do it over again, would you still go to culinary school?
Damn, that's a great question. When I was 19 years old, I wanted to be an English professor. I'm like, I'm going to go and teach children how to, not children, I want to be a college professor. I was like, I'm going to go teach people how to, you know, dissect a haiku and, you know, read poems and like read like the Odyssey and stuff. And then.
That is what you do. Dissecting haikus, reading poems.
Yeah, yeah.
And also
like,
the Odyssey.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I took a lot of classes. I took a lot of creative writing classes. I took a lot of like Shakespearean theory classes and I enjoyed it. But my parents also told me to work. They're like, you got to go get a job, girl. And I was like, okay, fine. So I started working at 16. At 19, I was working at a chocolate store. And then I was like, whoa, this is a career. Like, food can be a career. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I don't regret going to culinary school. I do not regret it. I met some really great people. I loved my professors, my chefs. They were all so supportive and like proud of the fact that I was going against the grain because I told them like there's not a lot of Persian Jewish girls in culinary school. Like I made that very clear and they understood that and they're like, okay, we understand that, but that doesn't mean that we're going to treat you any different. And I love that. I'm like, thank you. And so, I mean, the school that I went to, I was lucky enough to have a great education. I'm lucky because like I can like afford the loans and whatever. Like I can take them out and I can pay them.
The other huge issue in this.
Yeah, it is an expensive school. And then they like to be like, oh, it's art school. Of course it's expensive. But like
it's art school. Like you're gonna be selling $1 million paintings of your food.
Yeah, that's how they spend it. And that's the one thing that I was like,
I didn't know that actually. That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, they kind of say, oh, you're going to culinary school is the equivalent of art school.
No, it's a trade school.
It is a trade school. It is not an art
school.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. But it's got to be treated as such.
But you have to think about the entry-level job of a person that works in a restaurant. They're making, what, $10 an hour if they're lucky?
I mean, likely minimum wage,
Minimum wage, whatever it is. I don't even know what minimum wage is right now. Maybe 15
it's
bucks.
It's honestly up to 15. I think, we're at 15 in LA.
I don't know what we're at. But, like, 15 bucks an hour
what
is like.
What could a banana cost, Michael? $10?
I don't know. I don't do payroll stuff, so I have zero idea. $14 an hour. Okay. Now
it's climbing. It's like eventually.
Yeah,
it's
but whenever I was in culinary school, I think it might have been like I don't know $11.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the baseline, and that was like the loan you're taking out versus how much money you're making.
Yes,
was astronomically different.
It's not even enough to like pay the interest on a loan, especially if you are going to, say, an art school. Mm-hmm. The loans you're taking, a lot of them are probably private.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it doesn't have like the infrastructure of a four-year school. Like
exactly.
Yeah. I went to public schools. I went to UC Santa Barbara for 2 years. Also, I likely would have gone to culinary school if not for sports.
Oh,
that was
really?
The only reason. That was my only interest in college, was that I wanted to figure out how to throw a shot put and discus farther. And I thought that might have been my career. I mean, I knew I wasn't good enough to go to the Olympics or anything, but I thought, you know, I had a real passion for the sport, still do. But I thought that maybe I could coach and go into that route. And then I was able to pass my classes and get a good enough GPA for, you know, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to do a fifth year in track and field, but I ended up using up my eligibility earlier than I thought and not doing that. So I literally had like one semester left to go, but I had no more sports.
Hmm.
So I was like, why am I here? I hate this. Like, I wanted, like, food is my other huge passion other than sports.
Mm-hmm.
Would have gone to culinary school had it not been for a sports scholarship. And so I just, you know, kept three classes on the books so I could keep my financial my financial aid. And then for the next 3 months, I was like, let's figure out how to launch a culinary career. And then I started my blog and I started just meeting as many people in the restaurant business as possible. And so there is like another world in which I did go to culinary school. And I always think about how my life would be different because I don't think I would have ended up here.
Yeah, probably not.
I would have been a rock star chef.
You would have been a rock star chef.
A hard party and rock star chef, Nicole.
Who knows?
I would have been.
You might have been, you know, a $1 million CPG, consumer packaged goods creator.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah. There's like people always think, oh, you go to culinary school, you're going to become a chef in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I did not want to work in a restaurant. I knew that.
That's the dream that they sell a lot of people.
Yeah, and I'm like, restaurants aren't that great.
It's
the toxic energy is a lot for people to handle. And, you know, I was very coddled as a kid till like I was like 25.
Yeah.
So I'm very sheltered in that aspect. And the back of the house world was a little bit much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hang, but there was like situations where I just couldn't hang.
Yeah.
Like crying in a what's that thing called?
The
deep
walk-in?
Freeze? Crying in the walk-in because I couldn't ice a cake properly.
Yeah.
And like just being surrounded by people that are expecting you to move.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I can't do that. The energy and the toxicity was a lot for me. And I tried it. I gave it an honest go and I knew it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But then I was like, there's so many other things I can do. I just wish that my school would tell the other kids that there were other things you could do other than be a restaurant chef.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. That's the one thing I wish.
It was very restaurant oriented. Like, was
it? Yeah, they were like, it was weird. It's like we would like cook in teams and then like sometimes we'd cook separately and then like we had to present dishes as teams. It was very.
What was that teaching you? The teams thing? Just like how to work together?
How
on
to
line?
Work with other people.
Weird.
And like, it just didn't make a lot of the things made sense. A lot of the things didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very grateful that I did it because I learned so much. And again, I met really cool people and I'm still in contact with a lot of the people I met in school today.
Yeah.
And like I love to see their trajectories and all the fun things they're doing because they also, some of them went, you know, the restaurant classic route. Some of them are CDCs and some of them are, you know, international food bloggers going around the Middle East and, you know, trying Palestinian foods and trying different foods from different regions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is incredible. Like, way to
yeah.
go. So I'm glad I went. I don't think it's a scam, but you don't have to go.
Yeah. No, that's okay. The other thing is, one, you just don't have to go to work in a you don't have to go to culinary school to find a restaurant job.
That's true.
I actually know some chefs who refuse to hire people from culinary school because they're like, you're just learning outdated stuff from burnt out
so
chefs
true.
Who couldn't hack it in restaurants.
So
and who,
true.
And I don't know that that's necessarily true. I know some other people that have very great experiences at culinary school, specifically people who went to the CIA, Culinary Institute of America.
Yeah, CIA is an incredible school.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's the top school in America.
Orson and Welles or something like that? Not Orson Welles.
Johnson and Wales.
Johnson and Wales,
Johnson
sorry.
Wales.
Orson Welles is on the brain.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of people who go to those schools, the track is to then work in Cheesecake Factory corporate as an R&D chef.
And I love that stuff.
Yeah.
That's also I told my
to work for Hilton.
The only way my parents were okay with me going to culinary school is telling them that I was going to be a research and development chef for Kraft. That's the only way they're like, okay,
you
go.
Just pick Kraft out of a hat?
Yeah, I like cheese.
I like cheese.
I'm not gonna lie, I like cheese and I'm like, they'll believe that. They know what Kraft is.
Yeah.
They'll know that, okay, she'll be making good enough money that I don't have to worry about her, which is, you know, immigrant parents, they want you to come to America and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Oh, of course.
So Yeah, it was definitely me going to culinary school was like a big deal to them. They're like, don't do it. They're like, Nicole, don't do this.
Did they ever have like an I told you so moment, or did you ever have an I told you so moment?
Of course I had an I told you so moment.
Was it this job?
Of course I did. Not this. I mean, this was one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had so many I told you so moments. I'm like, look at this job. Look at what they're offering me. Mm-hmm. Look at how, like, look at the success of this place. Like, how do you feel? But my dad was really supportive. My mom was just scared for me. That's what it was.
Course.
My dad never told me what to do in life. He was like, do whatever you want. I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a little bit more apprehensive because she's like, you are going into a quagmire of like people that you have no idea what their pasts are. Mm. The restaurant world is scary.
Bunch of derelicts.
Yeah. She's like, you're going to be hanging out with a lot of people that are like on the sides. What's it called?
The fringes of society.
Yeah. Which is like not the most far off thing I've.
No, I mean, Bourdain talks about it a lot. Yeah. He's like in kitchens you have, was it artists?
Uh-huh.
Who are the, you know, generally kids whose parents paid for them to go to culinary school and they want to make, you know, cool apple soil with, you know, fermented tomato gelée, whatever.
Yep, yep, yep.
Then you have mercenaries, people who they're really good at their job. They just come in, they work a line, they bang it out, and that's how they know how to make money. And then you have exiles, people with nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
They duck in a kitchen and they work.
Yep. Yep, yeah, yep. So my mom was always like very apprehensive. She's like, are you sure you want to do this? Sure you want to do this? Really want to do this? Mm-hmm. I don't think you should do this. Maybe you should try another thing. Have you looked into hospitality school instead? Like, she was very adamant about me going to a real, quote unquote, real college and getting a quote unquote real education. And then I'm just like, sorry, this worked out for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty happy now. Like, what do you have to say now, lady? And she's just like, sometimes I go, are you going to say, are you proud of me? And she's like, I'm proud of you. I'm like, okay, was that so hard?
Catharsis on the podcast.
Yeah, I
folks.
Know. It's great.
I'm really looking forward to the future of just more diverse educational opportunities opening up for
sure.
people. Because you mentioned the term real college, and I hope to God that we're the last generation that grows up with the idea that a 4-year college is the only route to go, right? Because I feel like that was drilled into us from a very young age.
My mom and dad, both of them were like, education is important. It's actually an important thing. But me knowing about, I don't know, the Tigris and Euphrates doesn't really benefit me.
Birthplace of Sumeria.
Yeah, like me knowing what a parabola?
Parabola. It's
parabolas,
a perfect arch, symmetrical on both sides.
They don't help me in life. So education is cool, but what about, hear me out, education about things that you want to know about instead?
Was it the Socratic ideal of justice? And ironically, I only know the Socratic ideal of justice from my political science almost degree of reading The Republic. But no, it's the idea that everybody is doing what they are best at.
That would be nice.
And that's a huge thing, right? I mean, I spent
a long
time.
Is this the fish bicycle thing?
What?
If you tell a fish to ride a bicycle, it'll fail every time. But if you make a fish swim, it'll be successful every time?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good way to put it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense. And so whatever, I'm also a big fan of the idea of, let's throw out more idiomatic cliches, turning the wheels in the direction of the skid, right? Going where the momentum takes you.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And if you are naturally interested in something that may not exist at a 4-year school, that may not exist at, hell, even a trade school or a community college, anything like that, just dive into it. Just dive into it. Become an expert and figure out a way to pay your rent until eventually you find that you can
either
A, make money for it, or B, just live a fulfilled life with that thing being a huge part of it.
Sure. If education is a part of you having a fulfilled life, do it.
100%.
If you have that degree and you can put that degree and frame it on your wall and you look at it and you're like, I did that. Way to go.
Yeah.
That was never important to me.
No, me neither, man.
Which is weird because it was so important to everyone else in my family.
Yeah.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sometimes I forget that, like, my family's also immigrants, which is weird. But I forget that. I mean, they're, you know, first generation South African Jews who came here. But I was also drilled into that. Every time I still see my family members, they're like, when are you going to finish your degree? When are you going to finish your degree?
And it's like, they still say that to you.
Yeah.
You're 30? 29?
Well, almost. Yeah, 29. Yeah. No, and it's still like, when are you going to finish your degree? And it's like, what the hell would I get? You think I'm going to go, like, work for the CIA after my YouTube comedy food career is done? Like, what the hell are you talking about? And there's no amount of accolade. Forbes 30 under 30, just saying, cousins out there, you know, we'll make them satisfied. Because for them, it was like, you get an education. This is important. We came to a new country. Everybody gets an education. You're either an accountant, a lawyer, or a doctor.
Yeah.
But I think now we're finally seeing that house of cards crumble on the four-year college thing.
Yeah,
burn institutionalized for-profit education. Ground, baby. It's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I see all, like, a lot of the people in my community are doctors, lawyers, engineers, and they're all so happy.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, though, too.
Yeah. Let me tell you, as much as I'm like, yeah, chase your dreams, follow your dreams, like, screw the naysayers. If you want to make a lot of money, like a lot, go do the things that will make you a lot of money.
If that's a key to your happiness,
do it. Like, if you like to cook, you can also make that a hobby.
That's a huge thing.
That was a huge thing. That's another thing my mom said. She's like, you're making your hobby your job. Do you really want to do that? And I'm like, yeah.
That's a question we ask applicants to the Mythical Kitchen.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's a question that I ask because it's something that not a lot of people put thought into, where they're like, this is the thing that brings me the most happiness in the world, and now I'm going to turn it into the thing that gives me the most stress in the world.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's a rough gambit. And sometimes it doesn't turn out. And I mean, I know you and I have talked a lot about this, how, you know, occasionally you go home and you're like, ah, the thought of, you know, turning on the oven and prepping food right now.
Makes me sick.
Don't want to do it.
Yeah. My friend Nima, he is a dentist, fantastic dentist. He is also a world-class cook.
Yeah, Nima, I want to try your food. Nicole, like, comes in telling me about your culinary exploits all the time.
He's a perfect example of, like, I got to make money to support my lifestyle, but I am passionate about this, so I'm going to do it as often as I can. He went to school. He went to NYU, like, did all the dentist stuff. Is like has a full, like, career as a dentist. Every Tuesday, he makes dinner and feeds us lowly people his creations. And he has not stepped foot in a culinary school.
Yeah.
He has done all of his research on blogs. He is a huge fan of LA Taco. He has this ramen blog that he follows where he learns, like, and he just learns. He absorbs stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's just a perfect example of a person who went to school and, you know, got their education, but allowed their hobbies to become something that they will not let go of no matter what. And
that's so funny because I am a professional food person, but I have an interest in amateur dentistry.
Nah.
Whenever I go home,
look at these molars. Look at these molars.
Yeah, we have a Blink-182 distal valve on the bicuspid side, right? In a secular occlusion.
R34.
Dentist.
How many teeth are there in the human mouth?
There's either
32.
Is it 32 or 36?
It's 32.
Well, it depends. I have, like, wisdom teeth. Teeth in your human mouth. Survey says 32. Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah,
I was a good amateur dentist. I'll just, I do it and I have patience. No, a big part of me wanting to become a professional food person. I don't know.
I say professional food person too.
Yeah, it just makes sense to me.
I don't know what else to say to people.
Yeah.
To this day, people still call me a chef though.
I know, same
and
here.
That pisses
I mean,
me off.
Mythical chef.
Well, you...
It's a branding thing.
It's a brand more than, like, what you are, because you encapsulate much more than just a chef.
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
Like, I can throw down in the kitchen, but a lot of my day is spent, like, analyzing numbers and trying to figure out how to trick YouTube's algorithm into making us more money so we can, you know, do bigger, better, cooler things.
It's so weird. Like, they go, hey, like, you're the chef girl. And I'm like, I guess. Like, I don't know what else to call myself. I cut you off from your tangent.
Oh, no. I was just saying, separating your hobbies is a big thing that I think is really valuable. I think the only thing in life that you should really put stock in is just, like, Have something yeah. that you can get fired up about. Have yeah. something that you wake up every single day and look forward to. Even the dumbest things of just like, I'm going to try a new frittata today. I just wake up
yeah.
and want to do that, you know, work or no work. And like one of the big things that motivated me to do it was my dad died hobbyless.
Mm-hmm.
His whole life was just spent, you know, trying to...
How old was he when he passed away?
64.
Yeah.
64. And he just like didn't have a ton of passions mm-hmm. in life. You know, like he worked a corporate job for a while mm-hmm. and then lost that, bad divorce, spent, you know, the last 15 years of his life just trying to make enough money to scrape by.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always internalized that as well. I need to get a good job to be stable because yeah. money was always a problem for us.
Sure.
And so that's why I studied political science, because I was like, work for the government, get a government job. But a government job wouldn't have actually made me happy. But I yeah. confused lack of money worries with being happy. And then mm-hmm. I watched him, you know, die without hobbies. And I was just like, I don't want that.
Yeah, of course.
I have a thing that I love. I'm going to absolutely chase it. And, you know, to tell people that that is a surefire way to have one success, two happiness would be irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
Just drop out of college where you already have,
yeah.
what is it like? God, school's what, like 35 grand a year in total?
For UCLA, I think so. I think so, yeah.
With like $120,000 of sunk cost, like,
yeah.
you know, 50 of that coming in loans.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn irresponsible, but... Mm-hmm. In-state tuition, 43, yeah. Oh, no, that's out-of-state. God, school's too expensive.
Wow.
But, I mean, that'd be a thing that I can't, like, advocate for people to do because it's like, listen, I got lucky on the statistical sense. I worked my ass off and I had a general game plan and I hustled super hard.
Yeah.
But you can't prescribe that to people.
I tell myself all the time, you are a lucky girl.
Yeah.
Like, you are lucky. A lot of people would love to be in your position and it's like, you should be grateful for, like, where you're at. Because a lot of people are still working those like crappy line yeah. cook jobs. And some people love it though.
Some people
Can I
love
just
the
tell
hustle.
You something?
Yeah, they love the grind.
Some people love the grind and they love pushing food out and seeing people's faces and just enjoying it. And
yeah.
I love that. But like it just was never for me.
Yeah.
And I like the cushy, quote unquote, cushy job
yeah.
I have here. It's kind of, it's interesting.
I feel that.
It's
and,
lucky,
but we still get to do the things that we love every day.
Yeah,
and cook.
Of course.
And although cooking for me in our kitchen is mostly like, Nicole, I'm going to fry myself a couple eggs.
I'm like, I'll buy you some more eggs.
And we need more eggs.
Yeah, we go through so many eggs here. We all love eggs
yeah,
in Mythical
between
Kitchen.
Between me and V, like we're eating about 8 eggs a day.
V loves eggs.
Yeah, do we?
She fries up fun. Like 3. God bless her.
I wish we had time to respond to every single person that DMs us, asking
yeah.
if they should go to culinary school or just being like, I have a passion for food. How do
yeah.
I enact that into a job? Because there's no prescribed way to tell people how to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
If you're somebody who like you
for
will be
food.
Happy
for food.
Food,
which is
yeah.
so weird because food
be a lawyer,
is weird.
Go to law school.
Food is so weird.
It will. I mean, our job is it's an industry weird. That did not exist 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The digital food media. What the hell is that? I remember growing up and my dad being like, there's a whole channel devoted to just cooking. That's stupid. That'll never work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? About Food Network.
Yeah.
And so we're the first generation to grow up with this as an actual career. Right.
Yeah.
Like
so
similar
true.
For, say, sports broadcasters in like the 60s. Like,
sure.
You know, and so the job that you might want in the culinary field may not
even exist. Yeah, that's
right?
so true.
And so it's tough to then give people a roadmap. And so, you know, is culinary school a scam? To me, it's always like, how much is your time worth? How
yeah.
important is money to you? How important is institutionalized education? If you're someone, I need to have a $200 a month gym membership to work out.
Yeah.
In the way that I do, right? Like,
a lot of people are like that. They're
yeah.
like, I'm paying this money. I'm not going to let it go down the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a $40 a month membership to LA Fitness, and I never went because the parking's kind of crowded. There's
yeah.
no one there telling you what to do. I made that investment and just decided that I'm going to work out every damn day because I'm paying out the wazoo
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
If you are somebody who you think that you can be the person that, like, I'm going to make a damn successful culinary career and I have the means to pay off these loans
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be valedictorian in my class and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go work in development for Southwest Airlines to develop their new line of
yeah.
what the hell ever. Do they have first class in Southwest? I don't think so.
Maybe. I've never flown Southwest.
But you know what I mean? Somebody who is like a really hard charging gunner
yep.
and wants to do that. But if you're somebody who goes, I think I kind of like food. I don't know what else to do with my life. Should I pay, you know, $80,000 over the course of several years and have the opportunity cost of not working? Hell no, you shouldn't. You should
yeah.
go knock on the door of your local restaurant and say, hey, yo, can I wash dishes making $15 an hour, whatever the minimum wage is where
mm-hmm.
you are, and then see if you like it and work yourself up from there.
I have a confession to make. I was a very confused person when I went to culinary school. And my chef that I went to dinner with actually reminded me of that. He literally, while he was like cutting open a meatball, he goes, "You were a confused kid, Nicole." And I'm like, "Me?" I'm like, "I'm confused that you thought I was confused." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "You just came in and you just liked food." He's like, "You didn't know what you wanted to do." I'm like, "I guess." But he's like, "But look at you now." And I'm like, "I guess, I don't know." But I was confused in school.
Yeah.
And if I, but the thing is, at the end of it, I knew what I liked. Mm-hmm. I knew what I didn't like. And I knew what to do to get where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you did it.
I did. I mean, there's still so much more for me to do.
Oh,
in life.
Yeah. And who knows what the rest of our careers are going to
look
like.
Yeah. 5 years from now, what is 5 years? 2027?
Yeah. 2027.
I'll be living in Aruba.
We're going to have the mythical culinary universe. Nicole's going to be
in Aruba.
The satellite location in Aruba.
Yeah.
She's going to start.
I'm going to have 8 kids.
I'm going to be running the mythical outdoor sand volleyball league.
All adopted.
So we're going to start a mythical sports.
I'm just going to have like a little buggy just full of beautiful children just all around the island of Aruba.
God bless.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Nicole, I've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to hear what Trevor has to say. He's not a guest on this podcast.
He's not.
He does have his brand new, very own podcast called Trevor Talks Too Much. He's talking to some of your favorite celebrities out there, like
That's
streamers
true.
And gamers. And gaming streamers. And
streaming
also,
on games.
And also non-gaming streamers.
That's true. Just
like
a
musical
bunch of
artists.
Yeah. Some internet celebs.
Internet celebs.
So exciting.
You got a used Kia Optima for 0% APR and $29.99.
He drives a Wrangler.
Oh, yeah. He has a big Jeep that's really annoying to park next to. But really, Trevor has his own podcast. Trevor Talks Too Much. Get it wherever you get podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited for him.
We're very proud of you, Trevor.
I think it should be called Trevor Talks the Appropriate Amount.
That's too many T's.
Trevor Talks.
T.T.
Yeah, it's a lot of T's. A lot of T's. Anyways, it's time for a segment we call...
Opinions are like casseroles!
First up, we got at Basiato. The ham pickle cream cheese combo is a very underrated snack food.
Yes.
At what point do
Correct.
People keep posting this opinion, though, and it doesn't become underrated anymore?
I like turkey.
You know? You know?
Josh.
You know why I buy lunch meat ham instead of lunch meat turkey?
Why?
I know you just saw me eat a bunch of lunch meat chicken breast.
Was that chicken breast?
Yeah.
I kind of tend to like look away at this point.
I know. I used to eat respectable meals. But like in the office now, I've just made it like a solid 11 a.m. after breakfast, before lunch snack of just like dipping lunch meat in mustard.
That's fine. Are you? You're like being very fit right now. You're being very good.
There's no good or bad.
Sorry.
I decided that I'd like to take a month of like, let's see how if I can get hotter. You know, I
Josh,
just want to like try
listen
and
listen to me. I've told you this in passing. Hotness comes from the inside.
No, yeah, that's what people say.
Josh,
I'm trying to see if I can eat enough lunch meat to make my insides hot.
Josh, not to
you know
be
I mean?
Not so humble, but I'm so hot on the inside.
I like playing with my body, Nicole. Like I've done. I've done like month stints of I've tried keto just to see what it did to my body. I tried lean gains. It was like a weird intermittent fasting thing. I tried going vegan just for the Scheissund giggles. And now I just decided, like, I don't know, let's just try going like no processed sugar, no gluten, no wheat, no alcohol for a month, see if
All
it
right.
does anything. What I found out is that I really like alcohol in bread.
I love bread.
I'm happier when I consume them. I'd like to keep doing that, but I've committed to a month.
Is there serotonin in bread?
Yeah, dude. That's the main ingredient. It's got like glutens and serotonins, and that's what makes it rise.
I told a doctor the other day, I'm like, hey, do they have like serotonin drops? And she's like, she's like, do you mean antidepressants, Nicole? I'm like, oh, oops. I'm like, why can't you just like algae drops, but serotonin drops? And she's like, it doesn't work like that, Nicole. I'm like, oops.
And you're like, I went to culinary school. I think I know.
All right. Hot Tamalia says Dr. Pepper tastes like soy sauce.
I'm drinking a big old mug of Diet DP right now. Let me tell you. Smells like prunes.
It's a little savory. I understand the soy sauce note.
Yeah, I do. I get soy sauce a lot from stout beer.
Yeah, I don't like stout beer.
Kind of malty. I mean, soy sauce is brewed. I'm not going to pretend like I actually know what it is.
I think it's a fermented soy.
But like you cover soybeans
for like
in
a
salt,
long time.
You let it stew for a long time.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if you heat it or not. I don't know.
Seems like it'd be heated, right?
I don't know.
Ah, that's one of those things that I'm going to Google after this. And then I'm going to know it, which is pretty fun. But yeah, no, I get that. It's the color is a really big part of how you taste things, right? There was that experiment.
You eat with your eyes first.
there's a lot of experimentation that has verified this. Like, they did the thing where they took enology students, the wine making
enology?
Students. Enology and viticulture. Viticulture, I believe, is study of growing grapes.
Yes,
enology,
yes, yes.
I believe, is a study of making wine.
Nice.
I think so. Okay. Shout out to UC Davis. I almost went there to be in their food science program, then found out I am too dumb and chemistry is hard. but no, they did a thing where they took enology students and they dyed a red wine. They dyed a white wine red and asked them for tasting notes, and they all described it as a red wine with tasting notes. And it's like, no, dummy, we just dyed it. So I get it. Like, you see the dark Dr. Pepper. I think that is what makes it taste like soy sauce. If it was clear, I don't think you'd get the flavor notes at all.
Okay.
Let's go Hot Tamale again. Hard-boiled eggs and cream cheese on top of a blueberry bagel hits. That makes me physically nauseous thinking about.
I don't like this whole trend of people putting sweet bagels with savory stuff. You gotta stop. You gotta stop. But if you want to put jelly on like an English muffin with an egg in it, that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, we decide what's fine. Even if it seems like it contradicts the things that we said earlier, it's fine because we said it.
That's right.
And
we're in
right.
charge.
We're right, yeah.
You're listening to us. We have the microphone.
The fox is running the hen house, baby. The hens don't know what the hell is going on. Oh, Christ. The next one I just read.
Okay.
Nicole, sorry.
Burly _ girl says salsa on brownies is goat tier. You're a liar. You're lying.
Yeah, I think this is a fabrication.
You
I
are a
lying.
I think this is a troll post.
Is there anything that you do that would be comparable to this? Like, what's
no!
the closest thing to salsa and brownies? Like sriracha on a cookie?
Hot sauce on a cookie.
Even then, I don't want that.
Putting dipping jalapeno juice with the Milanos.
Is that good? Do you do that?
No, I'm just trying to find comparisons.
No, I believe this is a troll, but that's, hold on. You put a little like relish on a cupcake, though.
What are you talking about?
I like sweet cucumbery things. Cucumber Persian ice cream. That's a delight.
Stop trying to justify this. I don't.
Why
listen,
not relish?
Listen, I don't like this.
I think you're a liar, Burly
you're lying.
Girl, but we still like you.
Yeah, bring more opinions. I want to know what else Burly Girl's into.
I love this next one. At JillyFace9, I eat the rind on brie cheese, but I don't like it very much, and I'm not really sure if I should. You answered your own question there, girl, or guy, or non-binary folk. I don't know. You answered the question when you said, I don't like it very much. Stop eating it.
Shout out to cheeses with edible rinds. Love you all, baby. I love the rind.
You eat the brie rind?
Of course I do. Waste not, want not.
But that said, there are some cheeses where I'm like, I'm not sure I'm supposed to eat this. And then one of them, I thought it was an edible rind, but
it was
like
a net.
It was a net.
That is one of my favorite cheeses also.
Yeah.
The Trader Joe's one. A Saint something.
Saint
I don't know.
Not Saint Auger.
But.
Yeah, no. So I ate a net once. Don't eat the net.
I didn't like it
very much.
If you ever see a bright, bright, bright orange. Oh, port salt.
Port salut. Yeah, so you certainly can eat the rind on brie. There are a lot of people who would say that you are supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember like my French teacher telling me that you should eat the rind on brie. If you don't like it, don't do it. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop putting it in your mouth. Chase your bliss.
This is my turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it my turn?
Is it my turn yet? I'd like to read the next opinion.
Okay. Haley Popish XO says, my boyfriend hates spaghetti. He says it's a terrible size. Prefers angel hair or fettuccine. He says angel hair for light sauce and fettuccine for dense sauce. No spaghetti. You know what? I understand your boyfriend's sensitivities.
Too.
I get it. It is like it's mediocre. It is the baseline. Now mediocre can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. It's just right. It's mediocre macaroni. That sounds good. Mediocre macaroni. I agree that light sauces love angel hair capellini and thicker sauces love fettuccine. Does your boyfriend want a job as a culinary producer? Because yeah, I love his opinion.
He fits in. This makes a lot of sense. This is how I feel about the what they call quote unquote soft taco sized tortillas that come from mass market.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Mission and Guerrero.
You mean the
stuff
small
like that.
One, like the street taco ones?
No, because I love those.
I bought them, by the way. I bought some corn ones for you.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. I'm not doing processed grains, but thanks, Nicole. Why the hell am I doing this myself? But no, the soft taco size are too big for a proper taco where they spill out. They're like, yeah. You know, a 12-bite taco, which doesn't exist in my mind. And they're too small to roll a proper burrito. Spaghetti is right in that middle point of thickness that I don't need, just like those tortillas. So I agree. I don't even love angel hair, but like a rice noodle vermicelli is something that I like really love. But no, I'd rather have like most Italian pastas. I want a thick, dense, chewy noodle. Shout out to Lasagnette.
I really want a bucatini with meatballs right now. I want
this sounds good, man.
I want bucatini with meatballs.
I know I said I'm doing all this.
No. We have lettuces.
Oh, yeah. We got salads for lunch. It's a good salad. The Sweet Green does a great job.
It does.
Not a sponsor. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
MTC806 says, my boyfriend says Miracle Whip and peanut butter sandwiches are good. He's the zip of Miracle Whip. Yeah.
This is really something good. In southern, like in the south, right?
Yeah. Peanut, banana, and mayonnaise is my favorite iteration of that combo. Not even peanut butter.
Wasn't that Jimmy Carter's favorite sandwich or something?
It was something like that. He was a peanut farmer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Miracle Whip, I think, works better than mayonnaise because you have a little bit of sweetness to tie into the sweetness of peanut butter. I love Miracle Whip. I'm a fan. It's coleslaw aioli.
Yeah. I wouldn't try this. I'm not brave enough. Maybe if you blindfolded me and said, hey, eat this, maybe, but like on my own volition. Mm.
Nicole loves getting blindfolded and fed sandwiches.
Up.
It's kind of her thing.
You're so funny. Oh, it's my turn. Soju7 says grape jelly and roast beef cold cuts with white bread. Surprisingly pretty good. I would eat this sandwich. More than the mayonnaise sandwich.
Roast beef is just the exact wrong cold. It's almost the worst cold cut, though.
With grape jelly?
Right? I'd rather have even a turkey, but especially
Do you think
ham.
They heat it up?
No, I think they're going cold. I think they're going
no,
cold
No, you need to
this.
Heat up the roast beef.
You want a hot roast beef, cold grape jelly.
I don't care the temperature of
Where,
the grape
is it
jelly.
Like, is it like a grape jelly au jus?
I don't know.
Like, is there like a French dip action
I haven't
thought
that I just read it.
You should be the white. Why are you not thinking about it?
No, I would heat up. Okay. I would pan sear the roast beef. And then I would toast the bread lightly on one side. I would swipe grape jelly on both sides of the untoasted bread. And then I would put the hot meat and then I'd eat it.
Is there a worse cold cut to use with grape jelly than roast beef, though? I don't know.
Give me
is.
Some cold cuts.
Pastrami, corned
That's
beef.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Brown
corn
feiger,
beef.
Salami.
Salami and grape jelly sounds good.
Finocchione. That's just another kind That's of salami. Bologna.
Ew. Bologna probably.
Bologna. Mortadella.
Mortadella would
ham,
not work.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto could work.
Gabagool
could
Copa?
Work. Copa could work.
Turkey.
Turkey could
Do
work.
You know that turkey, like, they just named the bird after the country because it was just like a miscommunication on where the bird came from.
No so
was
way.
Like, maybe turkey. Yeah, I was wondering about that. And then I read it in a book.
You read books?
I read it
That's
in
so
a
cute.
Book. And then in some other languages, turkeys are mistakenly called, I think, Ethiopian.
That's
because
amazing.
There was like it was like the Dutch. Shout out to Dan Jarafsky and his delightful book about food etymology. The turkey sock is wild. All right, we got at Kyle Leviathan. Taylor ham is the best breakfast meat, and I was devastated to learn it's regional to the NJ area. Well, Kyle Leviathan, I was recently on the Jersey Shore. It was a hot, sweltering day. I was 5 to 9 White Claws deep, and I stumbled upon a stand, and I got a fried Taylor ham, a.k.a. pork roll, sandwich with white American cheese, and it was one of the better things I've ever eaten. It was great.
We've bought Taylor ham before for the show.
Yeah.
And, I haven't done anything fun with it. And I want to eat that sandwich that you said.
Did you try it at all? You just like fried up some and ate it?
No.
You even try it?
I didn't get to try it.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm so mad at myself. I'm mad.
It's like spam, but worse. It's
great. I really want to try it.
It's like if somebody made an artisanal spam. That's what I describe it. It's like a little less preform, a little more heavily seasoned, but still. And it's funny calling Taylor ham artisanal, but compared to spam, it is. All right, Nicole, you take the last one. This is a good one.
Okay, Taylor Apper says, apple and honey is delicious and non-Jews need to get on it.
Shout out to the Goyim.
I like it. It's not my favorite.
Oh, it's one of my
favorite. I like Haroset.
Yeah.
Non-Jews need to eat more Haroset. Come to my house. My mom will make you really good haroset.
Haroset? I don't know. Because there's somebody that criticized me for not saying Chanukah.
Yeah.
But haroset, yeah, dude, you take the Manischewitz wine, walnuts, apples, and honey, and just kind of mash that up into a paste.
Yeah.
Put it on matzah. That's like one of my favorite combinations of flavors. The wine kicks it off. I think we should eat it on more stuff. When you and I start a pop-up with our awesome non-culinary school degrees, well, you still
got I have them. An associate's degree.
They're going to take it away if you don't pay your student loans soon.
What?
I mean, don't if any loan collectors are watching this, don't come after Nicole. She's going to
They'll
do it
take
eventually.
My degree away?
I think so. And then we'll have to fire you, and it's going to be super awkward. But that's going to be the dessert. I'm telling you, we should make a haroset dessert when we eventually do a mythical pop-up.
Well, I'm going to be fired by that point, apparently. UCLA, so I don't want
to
do that.
UCLA keeps emailing me. They're like, hey, want to come back to school? I'm like, piss off. Win me a national championship in basketball this year, then we'll talk.
My school doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. A lot of culinary schools are actually just scams to get shut down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, shout out.
I am glad I went,
though. Oh, education. Well, on that note, thank you so much for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @Hendizade with the hashtag Opinion Casserole.
No gods, no masters, just culinary school. For more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, including the ones you learned in culinary school, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
We'll see you next time.